Welcome to a special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the weekly update where we examine the latest headlines from all across the world to keep you informed about issues that affect your faith. Stay aware, stay informed. It's the special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhdar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us in this very special broadcast, since it is Friday, August the 9th of the year of our Lord, 2024. And with us today, as usual, Brother Paul Sutcliffe. Hello, Brother Paul.
Hello, thank you for having me.
And with me here in our humble studio, our dear Sister Christy Johnson as a co-host. Hello, Sister Christy, and how are you?
I'm doing fine, Usama, thank you.
All right, Brother Paul, we have some important information to share with our people. And let's go ahead and start with our first story, which comes to us from here at the United States of America.
A Pakistani with connections to Iran was captured by the FBI for supposedly hiring people to kill former President Donald Trump and others. This was known weeks before Trump had an attempt on his life, but this man was only arrested the day before Trump was shot. The FBI, it is said, did not conform to past practice and informed the former president of this threat, while Mayorkas and the Secret Service chief were lessening the protection of President Trump, which is a violation of their duty and care for their jobs.
You know what? I just wonder how many other stories we do not know of. I mean, how many Muslims in America from around the Muslim world who want Mr. Donald Trump dead, Christy, and why the FBI are not sharing this very vital information with Mr. Trump? This is beyond my imagination.
You know, Usama, it's hard to imagine, but we don't know what motivated this young man who actually shot at the president and killed other in the audience. We don't know what motivated him, but this says we got a Pakistani man with others he's recruiting for an attempt on his life. Trump could still be in danger. This is ridiculous.
So you see now, Paul, you see Pakistan and Iran and who knows where else from the Muslim world, the Muslims are working together in unity to take former President Donald Trump out. And I wonder if the American people can realize that there's not any attempt to kill the liberals or the Democrats, but all the attempt is about get rid of Trump. Can't you see, Paul, how important it is for the Muslim world not to have Mr. Trump in the White House again?
That's exactly what it is, because Iran is scared they will be poor again.
And the Muslim world in America are celebrating the new ticket, as I just shared with Brother Jim in our broadcast just a few days ago, about we got the best ticket in the White House, not only the Muslims of America, but the Muslims of the entire world. And maybe someone will say, wait a minute, Kamala Harris have a husband who's a Jew. And as I always said, Christy, so is George Soros. Yes, indeed, George Soros is a Jewish man who hate Israel, because in reality, there are plenty of liberals in America who hate Israel, and at the same time, they love the Muslims. It is reality. The Democratic Party of America are here to appease and please the Muslims. And I hope and I pray that this will be a great sign for all the Christians. And we have lots of them who are not registered yet to get registered in the next few hours, not few weeks, but in the next few hours. And they pray hard to ask God to guide them how to vote in this perhaps last election we'll have freely in this country of America.
You know, Usama, it brings up a point. We just had someone defeated, Cori Bush, who has been a big supporter of the Palestinian cause and the rioting that's gone on of students. And that proves that her threats were against Israel. When she lost this election and was defeated, she is now making serious threats. They better watch out for me. Now they're in danger. I'm coming after you. She was threatening the Jewish people and Israel.
I believe that the Democrats are very smart. They know she will not win against the Republican. So what they did is they replaced her with another sickle moderate Democrat. When in reality, as I said, all what the Democrat Party needed is 218 votes. Why? Because with 218 votes and they all stick together, they will pass all the bills they needed in the House. Because there is no dino Democrat in name only. The opposite is true in the Republican. We have plenty of Republicans who are rhino, which is Republican in name only. And to pass some bills through the Republican Party, you need 20, 30 extra vote. So in simple words, Brother Paul, Sister Christine, we need to pray hard for the American people to wake up, to realize how important this election is, and for the Christian to pray hard that the Holy Spirit will guide them to vote as God will lead them. Let's move on, Brother Paul, to the United Kingdom, where we know there's a lot of chaos, and most people do not have a clue why we have all these riots in England.
Axel Rudder Cubana, born in Cardiff to Rwandan parents with a form of autism, had been living in the village of Banks, just outside Southport at the time of the attack. Axel is accused of stabbing to death three little girls. Bebby King, age 6, Elsie Dot Stancombe, 7, were pronounced dead shortly after the stabbing incident, while Alice Da Silva Aguilar, 9, died from her injuries in the hospital on Tuesday.
So, Brother Paul, we'll stop here and say, one young man killed three girls and stabbed others. That's what the story is about.
He stabbed 10 others, yes.
Okay, go ahead. Continue with your story, please.
8 other children suffered stab wounds. 5 of them were fighting for their lives in the hospital in critical condition, and 2 dance teachers who tried to defend their students. One of the dance class teachers left fighting for her life is Leanne Lucas, who was 35 years old.
Wait a minute, Brother Paul. How old was this young man?
17.
17 years old, killed 3 and injured 8 more, including someone who is 35 years old. How in the world this ever took place?
8 children and 2 adults, yeah.
So how did this happen, Brother Paul?
That's a really good question. We will come up with more information, hopefully, as the British people are allowed to communicate what happened.
You know, I don't like that, Chrissy. When you hear some story like that, and I guarantee you after these last few days that the British government knows more information than they've given out. Why are they doing that?
Well, you know, Usama, they try to cover their tracks because this has turned into such a disaster. But you know what? They're not allowed to have guns in Britain. So let me tell you, how do you get somebody in there stabbing this number of people? Because there's no protection. Nobody can protect. Even the police don't have guns.
It's sad, Paul. I think that may be a warning flag for the British people to reconsider having some easement on guns laws, because I don't think really criminals must have gun to commit crime. As we said that before, they can use cars, and we have a story coming up today as well. They can use a piece of 2x4, they can use knives, they can use machete. You don't have to have a gun, but you must have guns, as Chris is telling us here, to stop these people. God help us, Brother Paul. Go ahead.
Being said that misinformation on the attacker being Muslim led to protesters going to a local mosque and hotel where immigrants were being housed, yelling and screaming and setting fire to the hotel. News reports also show 2 police vans that were set on fire as they defended the location.
I need to understand this very good, because trust me, if I didn't get it, my others will not get it. The British people got upset because of what they have seen happen in their country, and they went out to protest. And they went to some hotel where some Muslims were living there.
The economic migrants were being housed in a hotel where they were known to have come from, and possibly the area had changed, because that's what is actually being complained about a lot from England. I've been hearing this for months when they put people in.
All right. So obviously the British people thought that the killer is a Muslim. Am I misunderstanding that, Christy?
No, I think you're exactly right. And so it incited a bunch of people to go after this location because they thought Muslims were there and this kid might be there.
And why do the people of England thought that the man who did that crime, the 17 years old, is a Muslim man, Brother Paul?
According to Al Jazeera, false claims about the suspect's origins spread like wildfire, with some falsely naming him as Ali al-Shakati, with no official source for the name. There were also claims that the suspect had arrived in the UK on a small boat in 2023, which was also false.
So now we got some false report giving the name Ali, which is a Muslim name for that young man, the 17 years old, and he arrived to England on a boat like what we call in America illegal refugees. Is that what we have, Sister Christie?
Yeah, that's what the rumors were. Apparently, they were rumors.
And we do not know anything about how this rumor started, Brother Paul. Am I right?
That's correct. There is no information out there.
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind, a perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that, upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. But even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straightwave Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking two-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
All right, now let's see the rest of the story. Go ahead.
Well, police failed to stop armed counter-protesters. The Muslim Defense League took to the streets in Bolton, and similar groups took to the streets in Middlesbrough and Rotherham. This was crazy, and we're talking about hundreds of Muslims taking to the streets, chasing non-Muslims, beating them with all sorts of things.
Welcome to the savage way of life in Islam. I want us to learn a great lesson from it here in America, because I don't know who started the lie about that Ali, the Muslim name, and the story was made up. If it is true or not, you guys have to understand, and I'm talking to all my wonderful audience in America, Muslims have no problem to retaliate by doing their savage activity to anyone as long as that anyone is an infidel. So Muslims will try to find any excuse to do their riots, to do their violence.
Well, I definitely know that we've seen cases in this manner where, let's say, rumor about this being a Muslim could have been started by a Muslim. Mm. We don't know that, but it gives justification when other people respond and they go after Muslims. Trust me, like Usama said, it's not a retaliation of, oh, this person did this, I'm going to take him to court. This person did this, I'm going to go and beat him up. It is riots in the street, whoever is on one side or the other. This is just pure chaos, and God help us. We don't need this in America. Be wise.
Amen.
Don't react in a way to start violence.
Amen, Christy. Go ahead, Brother Paul.
There appears to be a strong undercurrent of discontent for some time about the levels of immigration, and this is just a catalyst or a trigger, but I don't think it's the root cause.
So in similar words, I would say that the British people are not very happy with the hundreds of thousands, but now we're going to the millions of Muslims who are taking over England. And trust me, Paul and Christy, this story is not going to go anywhere, because as we are talking right now, there are more Muslims are moving to England, and that number will never stop. And I believe Muslims show the real colors in England. After all, they are right now are getting into the area of the upper hand, meaning they have enough people and they will do what they are hoping to do, which is taking over England. Well, let's move on, Brother Paul, to Germany, where we have another story there.
A Muslim taxi driver from Jordan went on a rampage through Cologne's old town, running over two groups of women before a hero managed to apprehend him. The Jordanian, who was 44 years old, from Velbert, reportedly raced his car down a street in North Rhine-Westphalia shortly after 10 o'clock at night, where he hit two women, aged 22 and 23, head-on. He then sped on in his Volkswagen Passat towards the Rhine River, where he hit two more women, as a fifth woman managed to save herself by jumping to the side. A waiter from the brewery in front of where the last crime took place grabbed a hold of him as he got out of his car, until the police arrived.
Well, here we go, Christy. I do not know. Are we going to make cars illegal in Germany so Muslims cannot use them as a lawnmower to kill the infidels of Germany?
It's just like we've been saying, when you have the jihadi mentality that Muslims are taught, they will use whatever means to carry out an attack against infidels. So we really don't know what was going on, but we do know this. People got killed and a Muslim is involved, and it's a vehicle, it's a knife. What difference does it make? Sure. People are dead.
Sure. Well, don't forget what Allah said in the Quran chapter 59 and verse 13. You are a greater terror in their chest than Allah. So just for a Muslim to terrorize some German people, it is a way to say we are here to obey Allah and to practice the command of the Quran. Let's move on, Brother Paul, to the next story, which comes to us from India.
India reports that Muhammad Ayan, a 12-year-old boy studying at a madrasa, was stabbed to death while a pillow was held over his face by another 12-year-old boy who attended that same madrasa. 5 to 6 days before this happened, Muhammad Ayan, the person who was killed, had an altercation with another boy, and he hurled abuses at him. It is being said that after the night prayer, Muhammad Ayan swore on the Quran that before the night of Juma ended, he would kill the person who actually killed him. The accused took his threat seriously as the victim swore on the Quran inside the mosque. He thought, why should he wait to be killed? Instead, he would go kill that person. With this intended, he bought a knife, hid it in a suitcase, and brought it to his room, and then snuck out into the other boy's room, who shared that room with 15 other boys, and killed that boy.
Imagine me, Christy, 12 years old children. Here in America, they most likely be playing with some toys. But in India, in this madrasa, which is an Islamic school, they know how to use knife, and they can kill one another. What a great way to see the true practices of Islam, even at the age of 12 years old.
You know, this is a terrible tragedy, obviously, for the family who lost this child and also for the one who did the killing. However, we don't know what the consequence will be. But I'll tell you what, there were 15 others in the room. What does that tell you?
Well, they got lots of students there. And maybe we should learn a good lesson from India. Here in America and in Europe, maybe we need to stop Muslims from opening Islamic schools in our lands, because guess what? If it happened in India, most likely it's going to be in a city near you in the West. Brother Paul, let's move on to our next story, which comes to us from the country of Bangladesh.
Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina resigned after 70 people were killed and hundreds were wounded on Sunday in protests led by students, possibly with affiliation with the Muslim Brotherhood. Hasina had claimed that students were not involved in protests earlier, announcing that the protests were led by the Islamic Party, Jamaat-e-Islami, and the main opposition Bangladesh Nationalist Party, also known as BNP, for the clashes and arson that they had committed. Jamaat-e-Islami and their student group had just been banned from operating within the country. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina claimed on Sunday that those who are carrying out violence were not students, but terrorists who are out to destabilize the nation. Many people claim that the protests were instigated by Pakistan, as Hasina had been seen as a moderate Muslim. Last month, at least 150 people were killed and thousands injured in violence.
Here we go. Sheikh Hasina is a moderate Muslim, and Jamaat Islamiya do not like moderate Muslim leaders. I can say she is a hypocrite Muslim, because she does not want the Muslim of Bangladesh to practice Sharia Islamic law. And that's what we like here the worst about those leaders, and we call them moderate Muslim. You have to understand that in the country of Bangladesh, Sister Chris, there are 150 million Muslims, a country of a population of roughly 170. We know that there are some Christian, 495,000, and there are roughly 13 million Hindu.
Yeah, this is really disturbing because this chaos has been dangerous, people being killed, injured. The country really is almost falling apart.
Could this be as a result of weak leadership of America as the leader of the world?
I don't see that as weak leadership. I see that as purposeful, intentional harm against an ally by a man who was affiliating himself with known terrorists.
Well, Brother Paul, we start with the United States, and we're going to end our broadcast today with another final story from the United States of America.
Op India records that the systematic targeting of Hindus in Bangladesh by radical Muslims has given rise to homicidal fantasies of several Muslims worldwide who are eagerly anticipating the killings to escalate into a pogrom and massacre of the last living Hindu in the country. Abu Najm Fernando bin al-Iskander, who lives in the United States, claims to be a PhD student specializing in Islamic studies and defines himself as an indigenous Muslim. He has spent more than 20 years researching and teaching Islamic sciences, but his primary occupation is to spread hate against Kafirs, infidel, and harbor illusions about their subjugation or execution at the hands of Muslims.
So we are back to Bangladesh from a Muslim American who would like the Muslims of Bangladesh to kill the 13 million Hindus who live in Bangladesh. They will also kill the 495,000 Christians who live in Bangladesh, because that is the ultimate goal for the Muslim around the world. We're going to kill the Jews, and we're going to kill the Christians. We're going to kill the Hindus, and we're going to kill the Christians. We're going to kill the Buddhists, and we're going to kill the Christians. In simple words, we're going to kill all Kafirs, all infidels. And that will bring us to the end of our broadcast for today. Thanks, Brother Paul, for producing the show for us, and Christy for co-hosting the show. And to our wonderful audience, until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.